to this afternoon, finding a good four, and we've got Mark Hunter with us to preview. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Nadia. I'm good, thanks.
Okay, let's have a look at Benalla today. What are your thoughts on the meeting?
Got a couple of shorties there through the early part of the program, which we'll put into an all-up for our bet later in the day. I think it looks... There's a few tough races, but I think there's a few we can win money off.
Okay, well, the first race is for two-year-olds over 11.06, and you can take out runners 1, 9, 10, and also the 13. We've got number 2, Flory Picker, at 4.460. It's a yes from me. 7.50 Majestic Missile, $8 Riddle Me That. Slice Amber Deer is at 9. Insider at 6 and 7.50 for Ocean's 13, so quite a few in the market here.
Yeah, tough race to sort out with a jump out. So I thought number 2, Flory at Pika, was the benchmark. It kicked off at the Valley with a 7th behind Brooklyn Hustle. Certainly wasn't disgraced. It's come back from a spell. It's had a public trial and, most importantly, had a recent jump out at Werribee where it led. And it beat a horse called Moldova, who we saw go to Bendigo and win well during the week. So got a good form line there. I think it's the one they have to beat, number 11, Insider. Insider didn't have the best of luck in a bunched finish last time at Sandown. I don't think that's very strong form, but it should have finished closer. Number 3, It's a Yes from Me, has shown some ability at the trials, as has number 6, Radiant Success, who's got speed. I'll go 2, the one to beat from 11, 3 and 6.
So 2 from 11, 3 and 6. Now to the second race, which is over 16.06. Take out 3 and 6. We've got number 4, Tarcisius at 5.50. Catch a Spark, 8.50. Rapid Ride, 2.70. Sigrid the Horty at 3.10 and Won't Think Twice, who's at $5.
Yeah, very moderate race with the scratching of Dunmam, who won yesterday. I'm going to go for a bit of value here. Number 5, Catch a Spark, who comes through the Dunmam race at Benalla. It finished 3rd behind Buffalo Bill Dunmam. I think that's the best form here. Got a good gait and it looks to be on the improve after a few runs back from a spell. To beat number 9, Won't Think Twice. This horse ran last in the small field at Pakenham, but I think with the blinkers going on to the mile, can certainly improve. Number 4, Tarcisius, was just beaten last time in a moderate race. And then number 7, Rapid Ride. Ridden forward on its debut, it was just the run. I thought it might go better with a quieter ride if they do that today. I'll go 5, 9, 4 and 7.
5 from 9, 4 and 7. Now the third race, and he can take out runners 2 and 10. We've got number 1, He's Innocent at 5.50. Monarch Court at $1.50, 6 for Farley and $7 for Divine Diva.
Yeah, very weak race. This will be the first leg of our all-up later here. Number 4, Monarch Court, who has shown form in much, much better races than this. Taken to Kyneton for a trial recently and a short course trial. It was okay. It should be winning here first up. To beat number 1, He's Innocent. It's a horse that kicked off at Wodonga in an 1,100-metre race. It was fair to come off the bit for 1,000 metres and hard-ridden. Just kept on responding. It should have finished closer. I think it's the danger. Down to number 9, Divine Diva. Comes through a pretty weak race first up, but didn't have much luck. And 7, Farley, who's shown some ability, has got speed to use barrier 1. 4 should be winning. 4 from 1, 9 and 7.
So 4 from 1, 9 and 7. Now to race 4, the Maiden over 11.06, and here you can take out runners 2, 5, 9 and 11. We've got numbers 7, Bams on Fire, the short price favourite at $1.15, and the only other one single figures is the first starter for Mick Price in Honey Valley, who's at $9.50.
Yeah, should just win. Bams on Fire had terrific form in WA, came over here, and whilst it probably looked a touch disappointing on face value there, was second behind Lita, who's got terrific ability. So it's gone for a spell. It comes back here. There was only 3 other horses in the race with ability. They've all been scratched. It should be just a matter of going around. To beat number 4, Shanghai Shaker, wasn't hopeless there at Benalla. It's got a place chance. Number 8, Due Diligence, has shown some ability, got a good gait. And number 10, Honey Valley, who was just a trial, but I don't know where you go after couple of these. 7 should win comfortably from 4, 8 and 10.
So 7 from 4, 8 and 10. Race 5, this is the first leg of the quaddie today and it's over 11.06. You can take out runners 2, 4, 6 and 10. Funding's at 6. Can He Roll? 3.30. Rarer Than Ruby's at $1.80 and Brilliant Beaver at $8.50.
Yeah, look, I thought Can He Roll had a chance here of upsetting the odds on favourite. It showed really good ability last campaign, mostly over the border. It comes back from a spell. A few scratchings here have taken some depth out of the race. I think you're left with pretty much the two chances, 3 and 7. I just thought Can He Roll had a good chance of upsetting the favourite, number 7, Rarer Than Ruby's, who resumes. It's trialled well. It'll push forward and be hard to run down. Does seem short enough odds. Number 1, Funding. It's consistent in this grade. It'll push forward. It's got race fitness on its side. And then 5 Wimborne, who had a go for the new stable and didn't have a lot of luck up the straight, might get itself into a place. 3 to beat 7, then 1 and 5.
3 from 7, 1 and 5. Race 6, you can take out the 8. We've got number 1, Eaton at 6. 260, Catch a Hero. $4 for Gagosian. $5.50, Pray for Us. Great Bay is at $8.50.
I think, well, this looks a really even race to me. I'm surprised Catch a Hero is so short. I'll go not much between them, but number 1, Eaton on top, who resumed with a solid third. It's got a bad barrier. It's got the wide gate around Benalla, which is certainly not ideal. It will get back a little bit. Just need to get a drag into the race to beat number 5, Pray for Us. It's going to get a good run. It was wide last time. Should get a beautiful run from the gate. Just doesn't win out of turn. Number 4, Gagosian, ran on pretty well last time in a similar race. And 3, Catch a Hero. Gee, it seems cramped odds. It'll go forward and give you a sight. Just the end of the mile is going to be your query. 1, 5, 4, and 3.
So we go 1 from 5, 4, 3. Now to the 7th. This race you can take out runners 8 and also 11. We've got number 1, Will John at 4.40. 3.90 for the sidekick. Mighty Quinn at 5.50. Can't remember at 4. And we're looking at bigger odds the others.
I think this is the bet of the day. Nadia, number 4, can't remember. It's wide 2 starts ago. Then last time, just given absolutely no hope, got into an awful spot, got shunted out the back, and did a terrific job to storm home and run fourth. Steps up to the 2,000 metres. There's a few natural leaders in the race. I think it'll get a beautiful run from gate one just behind them. Looks like it's looking for the trip. It's going to get the perfect Benalla run. It just needs to get clear at the right time from the 400-metre mark. To beat number 2, the sidekick, he's a one-pacer. Getting out in trip will certainly help. Got the gate where it will go back and just look for a drag into the race. Number 6, Sweet Lullaby. Also, I've got a little share in. She's come back well. She's heading for a jumps race there on the last day of the carnival, but she won't run badly today. And next best, number 1, Will John, who will push forward on the speed. It's got the 61 kilos. It's got some chance, but very keen here, number 4, 4, 2, 6, and 1.
So we go 4 from 2, 6, and 1, and then to the last over the 1406, and you can take out runners 1, 2, 5, 8. We've got number 2, 3 Millie the Missile at 4, Vladivostok at 280, Typhoon Ruby at 260, Just Stella at 750, and High Suppose is at $8.
Yeah, tough finish today. There's not much between these. If you probably take out the bottom one, nothing else would shock you. I'll go number 4, Vladivostok, who will push forward from 1, probably lead or be right there at worst. Gave a good sight last time to beat number 3, Millie the Missile. Very hard to follow Millie the Missile. It's coming off a little break. Its best form would be very competitive. Number 9, High Suppose, just got run off its legs first up. Will be fitter here and better suited 1,400 metres. And 6, Typhoon Ruby, another one up on the speed. Just needs to get another win on the board like most of these. Not much between them, 4, 3, 9, and 6.
4, 3, 9, 6, and what's your best, Ruffy Quaddy, and also your player of the day?
My best is race 7, number 4, can't remember. My Ruffy, race 2, number 5, Catch a Spark. The Quaddy will cost you $75 for 50 cents. We'll go first leg 3 and 7, second leg 1, 3, 4, 5, and 6, third leg 2, 4, and 6, and come home with 3, 4, 6, 7, and 9. Play of the day, going to play an all-up. We'll go race 3, number 4, Monarch Court, the win. Race 4, number 7, Bams on Fire, the win. And race 7, number 4, can't remember, each way. So win, win, and each way for the all-up.
Fantastic. All the best of luck with it. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.